This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The big coverage kicks off in 7 hours.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We are less than 7 hours out from the official 90-minute debate held at a university in the state of New York. We're going to have live coverage really for 2 hours before. We're going to have some right side links where we're working with them, Sean, with some of their reporters. Some of our reporters are going to be on the ground, Mr. Scheuer and others. We are going to have, again, their analysis starting at 6, actually. We've been saying 7 o'clock, but my reporters are chiming at the bit. And then at 7, we're going to have myself, Leanne McAdoo, and others, Darren McGreen, David Knight, breaking down things. And then we're going to obviously carry the debate. I'm going to analyze mainstream media response to it. But I'll try to limit my analysis to some of the shorter periods. During applauses or any short breaks, or obviously if Hillary collapses. There are no breaks. They will not turn the mics off. She can't go to the bathroom for 10 minutes and just disappear and kind of just, you know, press her stopwatch and stop time, space, continuum. This is going to be huge. And you know what? I wasn't thinking. Let's put a poll up on InfoWars.com. We've also got Twitter and Facebook polls. We don't ever – that's one thing we're dropping the ball on here at InfoWars. Because we don't have a big enough crew, folks, is that we need to have daily polls that we really promote, not to stick at the bottom of InfoWars, where we ask in the questions, hey, will Hillary make the debate or cancel? Will Hillary cancel the debate? Question mark. He's going up right now. Number two, will she have a coughing fit? Number three, will she collapse? Number four, will she sail through it with flying colors? There's your questions. I think that's a very important poll. I want to put it front and center on InfoWars.com. I'm not going to tell Drudge's business, but I think that's a pretty important poll. And they say, how dare him imply she would fall down. Well, I mean, she can't even do events. So let's put that poll up front and center. Poll, will Hillary make tonight's debate? And then put the poll under it. And some of our articles where she collapsed under it. Corey in Texas, you say, new WikiLeaks, hacked election. What's your point on that?
Yeah, I mean, first time, long time. I'm here in Austin, the heart of the resistance, and just wanted to get your thoughts on the next WikiLeaks release. I know Assange had hinted on Hannity and the Kelly file that he was going to release the new docs before the first debate. He even implied he was going to trickle.
Yeah, he said that 4 weeks ago. He said that 3 weeks ago. Then he said more coming in a week, probably, and now we've seen nothing.
Yeah, so we scour kind of like the Internet daily, kind of waiting for the news to drop with nothing. Didn't know if you thought this was maybe a tactic to release them later on because the American voter might be too short-minded to really, you know, keep in
sure,
the
line. Here's the problem. He should have released them, say, last Thursday. Friday's a bad day, but say last Thursday or Sunday morning. People think that's a bad time. I've found Friday nights are the worst time. That's why they bury stuff there. But Sunday, there's not a lot of reporters doing news. There is less people tuning into news, but there's still less news. So I found that's one of the best times to release something is Sunday morning, personally. But if I was him ahead of the debate, I would have released it sometime last week to give folks plenty of time to look at it, to go over it, to discover what's there, to give Trump time to bring it up. Or I would have brought it out, say, on a Sunday, but had a limited release of only key documents to try to get that narrative out. Or maybe he's waiting until after the debate. Maybe he's waiting to sucker punch her with bombshells an hour before. Who knows? But we'll all know in 7 hours, my friend, won't we?
Right. Well, we'll be tuning in at 7 Central Time to your early broadcast.
Well, God bless you. And please send the link out, InfoWars.com/show. Because we've got a whole bunch of different feeds that we've gone out and licensed and a bunch of different ways to carry it. But I'm mainly still going to be playing clips and live feeds off mainstream news. I'm going to be watching what they do. Watching what, and I got the whole team is going to be on this. So thank you so much. Corey, what do your guts tell you? Will she make it? Will she have a coughing fit? Will she collapse? Or will she get a safe sail?
Well, I thought about it. I'm pretty sure she's going to make the debate only because if she was going to drop out, she probably would have used some excuse over the weekend or the past week to kind of weasel her way out.
I agree.
She will definitely be at the debate, but I think that we will definitely see some weaknesses in her health. It could be coughing fits. It could just be hopefully a total collapse just so we can kind of like get to the root cause.
But it shows, I mean, she's definitely got big old Weibos. I mean, she's going for it. Great points. I agree with you.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Don't miss a special event coming to movie theaters for one night only. Thursday, September 29th, Targeted, exposing the gun control agenda. Winton's Motion Pictures presents this hard-hitting town hall event and documentary featuring Governor Mike Huckabee, Senator Rand Paul, former NRA President David Keene, and more. Targeted is followed by a panel debate on gun control in America. Take a stand for freedom on September 29th. Tickets are limited. Go to targetedthemovie.com. That's targetedthemovie.com. TARGETED, themovie.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is the final countdown, with only 42 days until the general election. Not just the United States, but the world is on the edge of its seat, waiting and watching. Will globalism suffer a trifecta defeat, with Russia pulling out of globalism, the UK pulling back from Brexit, and now the United States on the verge of dealing what the globalists call a death blow to the New World Order? In the enemy's own words, globalism stands on the verge of collapse. They've now repackaged their technocracy as the liberal world government. Obama said we must give up our sovereignty last week. That Americans are basically bad people that won't listen to him. Just like he told Africans, you have to be poor so that he can be rich. They want total control. The evil is simply astounding. Did I get to the Charlie Rose clip, or did I just talk about the Charlie Rose clip? We need to play it. This is Charlie Rose says, how can Clinton win trust with one debate after failing to do it with a lifetime? This is CBS. Here's Charlie Rose actually telling the truth. I mean, I'm seeing big wigs desert her, folks. They know she's got reportedly a brain tumor. She's having convulsions every 20, 30 minutes. I mean, this is crazy. They are deserting her. They know he's way ahead. So now they say that he's neck and neck. No, he's way ahead. We're going to talk to Paul Watson here in just a moment. Your phone calls as well while Paul Watson rides shotgun with us. But here is that clip from Charlie Rose.
You think she can change the trust dynamic in one debate when, in fact, she hadn't been able to do it over a lifetime or in terms of this campaign?
Well, the central question of this entire campaign is which one of these candidates is going to fight on the side of everyday people and actually has plans that will make a difference in their lives. Can voters trust a candidate to get that done? And they can absolutely trust Hillary. She has a lifetime record both sides of the aisle, bringing people together and getting real things done.
Okay, that's not edited. I just computer had a glitch. It does that. So we're sitting there listening to that crap. And Hillary, you can trust her. This is a woman that took 94.3% of the Haitian money and all the other foundation money and kept it. And then it turned out her charitable giving, 97%, is to herself to make it tax exempt. I remember going to talk to tax lawyers years ago, and they were explaining to me how I could do something like that. And I said, I'm not going to do that. That just doesn't sound right. But that's what these folks do on a big scale, is you like set up trust, and then you give them money and you give it back to yourself. I mean, it's such a joke. But it's one thing if she gives her money into a trust and then back to herself in a scam. That's bad enough. But she's running around saying raise taxes on everybody. She goes out and does the Haitian relief and raises hundreds of millions and then kept half the money off the top to run the jet airplanes and the hotels and the staff. And then of the other money that was supposed to be given to people, she kept 90-plus percent of it. There it is, 96% of Hillary's charitable donations in 2015 went to Clinton Foundation. I was going from memory there. But do the math. Then if you look at what she did with the Haiti situation, you can actually Google it. She gave 5.7%. Wow. Whoa. I mean, you ought to lock people up for that. Man, we ought to have laws where if you don't give the vast majority of the money and you've got some big salary while you're doing charity, what in the world? And then it's, oh, she cares about everybody. She's a monster. I've been watching her for 20-plus years. I wish she was a good person. I wish things weren't so bad. You think I want to go up against this killer? The Clintons' Haiti screw-up, as told by Hillary's emails. Oh, Politico and others, they didn't mean to keep all the money for themselves. And they didn't mean to pass minimum sentencing so the black person's caught with the same amount of cocaine as a white person. They get five times as much time in prison. Literally. And she said, we're going to teach these, you know, people how to heal like a dog. And she's a crazy person. Let me tell you, it's crazier is people that support her. I mean, and I heard that lady, nice lady calling him, my daughter and I are Bernie supporters, and we don't know what to do because the candidates are both the same. No, they're not. His military plan is completely different. His tax plan is completely different. Let's go to Paul Joseph Watson and then to Chris and Stephen and Dana and Die Hard and Eric and many others that are holding. What do you make of this narrative that Hillary's this loving, good person that loves everybody and wants to help everybody, Paul, and then this narrative that Trump is the same as Hillary and that there's really no difference? And now that's a new thing they're trying. What do you make of this? And what else is on your radar screen with October surprises? What do you predict coming up tonight? We're putting the poll up on InfoWars.com. Will she still attend? We still got 7 hours for her to duck out, 6 hours, 45 minutes. Will she have a coughing fit? Will she collapse or will she make it through with flying colors? Paul Watson.
Well, I mean, she didn't look too well yesterday, Alex. She was wearing a heavy winter coat, gingerly making her way down a small flight of stairs in, you know, 70 Fahrenheit temperature, quite a warm day in New York, wearing this massive, heavy green winter coat. Yet supposedly we were told she overheated just 2 weeks ago in New York. So she didn't look too hot there. With the debate, I mean, the media's already out doing damage control for Hillary. They fully expect her to lose. We've got a CNN headline, When Romney Trounced Obama. And it's basically a long story about how in that 2012 presidential debate, Romney completely crucified Obama, but that it didn't obviously have an effect on the eventual result. So they're already getting their retaliation out ahead of time. So it looks like they think Hillary's going to get beat quite bad tonight in this debate, because all Trump basically has to do is, you know, be quiet, reserved, avoid her attacks, avoid being baited, and he's going to win the debate. So we've got that going on. Then we've got the rigging, which is obviously the platforms which you've talked about, making Hillary look taller, making her look more authoritative. We've got the potential of Mark Cuban, again, vehemently pro-Hillary, being in the front row. You know, they wouldn't do Trump any favors, would they? That's the point. So they're already trying to rig it in Hillary's favor. So you've got all that going on. Then you've got the actual moderator of the debate, Lester Holt of NBC News, of course. Now, you remember in the previous debate, the presidential forum, which was kind of a debate in one sense, but not in another, they had Matt Lauer there. And even though, you know, he asked Trump probably double the amount of tough questions that he did Hillary Clinton, he was absolutely savaged, Matt Lauer of NBC, for even asking Hillary just a few hard questions.
Exactly. He got savaged because his body language, because he knows Donald Trump for a long time, is a good guy, everybody knows that in New York, was not that I hate this guy. He didn't have venom, so even though he asked double the hard questions, it wasn't good enough. So here's another question. Why is NBC, MSNBC, and now NBC, why are they getting all the first debates? Go ahead, Paul.
Well, I mean, it's a good question. You've got Fox News coming up later on, but again, you know, we had this Matt Lauer situation. We've got an army of leftists now trying to bully Lester Holt into, quote, fact-checking Donald Trump on the fly during the debate, which is completely impossible to begin with. He's not a walking Google search engine. He can't accurately fact-check anyone in the moment. That's the job of the media to do after the debate.
And by the way, the mainstream media is famous for BS fact-checking. I mean, they claim Hillary has no connection to ISIS when she's on record creating the damn thing.
No, they're famous for it. Remember Candy Crowley in 2012. You know, Romney gets up and criticizes Obama for claiming that he said Benghazi was an act of terror the day after the event. We all know that's not true. They lied about it for 2 weeks, claimed it was a protest over a YouTube video. But Romney called Obama out on that in 2012, and CNN's Candy Crowley fact-checked Romney on the spot to make him look bad. Even though she was completely wrong, she sided with Obama.
Yeah, but Paul, I don't have to listen to you, because major children's publications and major family publications now say if someone has light hair or blue eyes, that is inherently racist and evil, and I should confront you right now. So we're going to put that article on screen. We're not joking. And I want to just say, I don't have to listen to you, you white piece of filth. You're an effing white male. And by the way, we can't show gorillas in any type of murals. It's now being announced. That's up on InfoWars.com, because gorillas look like a man, and a man that's muscular is threatening and is triggering me, Paul.
Well, that was a big German magazine that came out with that article, which is linked to the author of that article that you talked about. She's a member of the same organization as that Stasi member in Germany who's working with Facebook and Twitter to censor Germans, to go after Germans politically, arrest them, fine them for speaking out against the migrant crisis. And they actually say in that article, parents who instill confidence in their children are dangerous, and especially if they have blonde hair, which is quite neat and well-trimmed. They're dangerous people for doing that.
And it says if they're friendly and nice, I've got other quotes here, if they're cheerful, and if they seem confident, and if they just seem like, you know, kind of not making a big deal of themselves.
Yeah, that's bad, but we need to accept. I mean, we had another example of it in the UK. Again, six migrants spike a woman's drink in northern England, abduct her, rape her. That's part of the cultural enrichment we're enjoying. You've got a massive cover-up in Sweden, which has been going on for months. These migrants in these no-go Muslim ghettos, which, according to the left and the media, don't exist. That's a conspiracy theory, even though we've been personally chased out of them. They don't exist. In Sweden, you've had cars being set on fire every single night for months and months. You had a drive-by shooting. You had explosions. You had packages being found next to schools last night. And there's basically no news about it. It's being completely covered up. Same with.
And by the way, Soros is on record. We have his emails. But he's proud of it. He's public financing all this. He just gave hundreds of millions more, $500 million to help bring in more and do all this. And then, meanwhile, Fox News goes, "Oh, look, George Soros gave $500 million to help migrants." No, it's to bring more in. It's to do all this. Even Fox News is covering for George Soros now. Then meanwhile, $100 million from the Ford Foundation, more money from him to fund this stuff in Charlotte. I'm going to skip this network break. It's just too important. We've got all this unfolding. We've got all this happening. We've got the same program. We've got MSNBC saying cops are planting guns when they clearly kick the gun away. You see the gun on three different cameras. And then the glove falls out of the black cop's pocket that shot the black guy with the gun. And the media says it's them planting a gun. I mean, this is getting crazier and crazier and crazier when anybody can see it's a glove falling out of his pocket. I mean, Paul, these people are revolutionaries, but it's mega ultra rich trying to overthrow everything and have us fighting with each other. They obviously don't want to empower the minorities. It's the same mega rich that imploded the third world. What is their end game? Because I got to be honest with you, Paul, this doesn't look like it's going too well for them.
Well, their end game, they've got up in Parliament and said it. They want to basically ethnically cleanse white people. That's one of their end games. That's not a conspiracy. That's the head of the Green Party in Germany
got up in their Congress and said, it is good, no more white people, we are bad.
Yeah, which of course means people who politically disagree with them, they want the power. They don't live in the migrant areas. People have done studies in Sweden. All these big leftist politicians who just love mass immigration so much, none of them live in the migrant areas. Quite hypocritical. But the media's got a problem, Alex, because the Washington Post is now putting out articles saying, begging their readers, don't call us the media.
And did you see, I read it in the first hour, did you see how condescending from their editorial board it was, where it calls us stupid and dumb and stop calling us mainstream, you know, it's not true, we're not in lockstep. I mean, this is how you would discredit yourself, but they're so insulated and so arrogant, Paul, they don't realize they've jumped the shark big time.
No, it's a complete lack of self-awareness. That's the most dangerous problem for the media right now. You had The Daily Show. Trevor Noah, again, which is it's supposedly a comedy show, but you know, millions of millennials get their news and opinions and narrative from The Daily Show, even after Jon Stewart, when it was at least somewhat funny. Now it's just direct propaganda. But they had a segment on The Daily Show where they were talking about a conservative commentator called Tomi Lahren, who's massive on Facebook. They were saying, look, she got 65 million views on Facebook for one video. And they were very serious about this. They were saying, this is a huge problem. This is more than MSNBC gets. This is more than the amount of people who read the New York Times. So now they're finally beginning to realize that they're being completely crushed on social media, on numerous video platforms, which is why you now see the censorship really getting...
I was about to say, now enters the censorship. So even though we're successful, even though we have billions of views on YouTube, and even though one video of hers can have 65 million views, and one video of yours can have 5 million, one of mine 15 million, it's panicking them as they actually realize, oh my gosh, we're in our own little world, we've already been annihilated, we've already been absolutely destroyed, so now they're panicking, saying, what do we do? And their answer is, hand the internet over to the UN. The answer is, send the Federal Elections Commission after us. The answer is, go after our sponsors. I mean, this is crazy. So our listeners have to know, you're just as important as Paul Watson, or Matt Drudge, or Alex Jones, or Joseph Farah, or Stephen Bannon, or Donald Trump, quite frankly. You are the engine of populism. You have to start a show. You have to write articles. You have to post videos. You've got to spread the word. You've got to fight, and they'll never stop us, Paul.
Well, I mean, that's what I did, and I can talk about it after the break, but they succeeded in one sense in censoring my video about the Charlotte riots on YouTube, but I turned lemons into lemonade and basically shot back at them. They completely fired it, completely flew back in their face, and we can get into it after the break.
And by the way, do we even post that on Facebook? Because we'll post kind of our little nothing videos on there, but not our big juggernaut ones. We need to post that to Facebook and point out this video was censored by YouTube. We should post that. The truth about Charlotte that was censored, this video was censored. That should be put on our Facebook video right now.
No, I mean, that's the point, Alex. I put it on Facebook afterwards and said, YouTube, social justice warriors on YouTube are censoring this video. They slapped an age restriction on it. Now, it's still on YouTube, but what that does, it prevents the video from going viral. Because when people send it out to new people who don't have a YouTube
account, they're lazy and don't log in.
Yeah, it says you have to verify your age to watch this video.
So they got a quarter million views in 2 hours. They put an age restriction to stop the flow. In the next 4 days, they only got another quarter mil. So what they did there was keep it from getting 5 million views.
Exactly, but I used it to cry censorship, which is what it was, and put it on Facebook.
Well, good. See, we're on the same page. I didn't even know you'd done that. So what happened there?
It got 15 million views.
See, people think I'm BSing. People think I exaggerate because I know this like a war game. I didn't even know Paul did that because I can't keep track of all the stuff we're doing, okay, on our platforms. I said, man, we should have put that on Facebook and said they censored it. We would have gotten, I said, 5 million, right?
Yeah.
It got 15 mil. So let's go to, is that on my channel or on your Facebook?
Well, it was posted on both.
Oh, so probably more than 15 million. Okay, well, let's go look and show people. This is an example, folks. They don't have 15 million viewers on an average day on CNN, okay? Their average show has 300,000, 200,000 viewers. Let me explain this. A three-minute video Paul Watson did got 15 million views. We know the algorithm.
16.2 now, actually.
I mean, but that's the thing. Maddow has like a 500,000 views. She's their star. We have like 2-3 million terrestrial radio an hour. I mean, I'm not bragging. I just don't get why they're such arrogant pieces of filth, Paul. But you're saying they're coming to that moment of realizing, or yeah. Did they always realize it for a while? Because we've been huge for a long time. You know, Drudge has been bigger than them for a decade. Plus, or are they just now discovering it, or do they now know that their viewers have discovered it?
I think they've been locked inside their own echo chamber for so long, they're only just coming to discover it. I mean, it got 16.2 million views. In one 24-hour period on Thursday, my tweets alone got 5 million impressions. You know, I'm doing 100 million impressions a month on tweets. Just tweets. So they're in big trouble. This is why they're trying to censor us. This is why they're launching that YouTube Heroes program, which, again, to fight the trolls, empowers an army of social justice warriors who are already on YouTube, by the way, bragging about how they're going to use this to censor all my videos. It gives them the power. They earn points in a gamified communist Chinese-style credit score system to mass flag videos, to delete comments. And, of course, it's going to be videos with libertarian conservative opinions that they disagree with. It's not about abuse. It's not about harassment. You know, Facebook, I get death threats every day. I complain about them on Facebook, send the reports in. This doesn't violate our community standards. It's like, we will rip off your head and stick the flag of ISIS in your body and proclaim victory over your land, the new caliphate. This doesn't violate Facebook's terms of agreement. So, you know, it's one rule for us and one rule for everyone else. And that's what they're relying on. YouTube is going the way of, you know, cable networks, television, by censoring independent voices. Of course, none of these rules will be applied.
And by the way, Paul, to show the devastation against the enemy right now, I remember talking about this weekend when they censored you, and I made a big deal about it on Friday. You said, yeah, I'm gonna go make a big deal of this, which you should. Imagine, you would have gotten 5 million on YouTube, but, because we've learned the algorithm. By them suppressing you, it's gotten 16 million on your channel alone. Now, when we put it on my channel, I don't even know if we said it's been suppressed, but that's a trick for our crew to do. The point is, it's been suppressed. It probably has 500,000 because we didn't probably promote it on my main Facebook. But this is what we're talking about right there. They tried to suppress you, 16 million deliciouses. Now, let's expand on that. They tried to censor you exposing Hillary's illness. Last time I checked on YouTube and our Facebook platforms, it's got 14 million views, 6 million on one channel. I mean, Rachel Maddow doesn't have 6 million viewers in a month. it's ridiculous. She's a total paper tiger.
Now, the other point, Alex, is it wasn't just that individual video. Before I posted it, I was on, I think it was about 240,000 followers just on one Facebook page. Now that's up past 290,000. So not only did I get the video views, I also got the extra 45,000 followers who will watch future InfoWars videos. So they not only failed to suppress that video, they handed me a huge, gigantic new slice of audience to speak to in future videos. So
incredible.
I'd like to personally thank all the social justice warriors who flagged that YouTube video. It's been really, really beneficial for future videos, and, you know, it really helps. Thank you very much.
I'm like a seal thing. And here's the story. We don't get mad. We don't give up. We just redouble down every time we're attacked. That's always been my philosophy.
It's a military philosophy. We never give in. We never give up. We love being attacked. We enjoy it. And we dominate, they lose. If we just went away when they censored us, I'm quitting, they censored me. No. You attack more when they censor, then you win. Paul Watson, straight ahead, your phone call straight ahead, and more. Debate coverage starts tonight, 6 o'clock, actually. We say 7, but it's 6.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
InfoWars.com.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
InfoWars.com/show. Oh, hundreds of billions.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Great news! Alex Jones' latest podcasts are now available free on your phone. Just dial 701-719-9960. Save it to your contacts. The Alex Jones Podcast by phone updates automatically and is a free service. Super easy and includes audio controls. Press 4 to rewind and 6 to fast forward. 20 seconds per tap. The Alex Jones Podcast by phone. Call now. 701-719-9960. That's 701-719-9960.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
We're going to go to your phone calls. Steve in Florida, Chris in Virginia, Dana, Eric, Canadian soldier, and others. Here in just a few minutes, Paul Watson just doing an amazing job heading up InfoWars.com as the main editor, PrisonPlanet.com as well, working with his brother, who's a political scientist as well, Steve Watson, and the rest of our team. I am so honored to have Paul Watson with us. I've known this guy 15-plus years. And I'm one of the best moves I ever made. God has had his hand on this operation, finding Paul Joseph Watson with his popular blog, Propaganda Matrix, and getting him on the team and forcing him out of the nest onto the air. You have done well, Lord Vader. So we're going to go back to you here in just a moment. But he does a Palpatine better than I do. Anyways, we channel Palpatine at the office. That is the main rule. You can't really mess up on any decision you make when you do like a Palpatine giggle. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. Can't give up the secret sauce, ladies and gentlemen. No, getting serious here for a moment. Speaking of, it's like scoring a touchdown when I can't even keep track of the... I say, oh, we have 10 million video views a week. That's like super conservative. It's like just on our platforms, I can't keep track of it. Some weeks it's like 30, 40 million. It's usually 10, 15, 20 million. It just doesn't sound real. It's like, yeah, okay, we got 5 million views on YouTube. Yeah. The vice president of YouTube tells us the biggest thing on YouTube. And will they please let us monetize it all? And I didn't do that because then they'd shut down the tens of thousands of other channels that carry our info, where a lot of times it'll be some obscure site that its average video is getting like 1,000 views, and one of mine will get 10 million views, or one of Paul's will get 15 million views. Again, The Daily Show might have 1 million viewers. These people are in their own world. That's why when they tried to hire me at big network jobs and radio jobs, they're like, you don't want people running around kissing your ass? You don't want to be here in New York City or L.A.? And I'm like, no. You don't want to like be like one of the big Fox reporters? Oh, my gosh, Megyn Kelly, why, she's got 3 million viewers. Oh, my gosh, 3 million viewers. Oh, my, it's so huge. And then her average videos, she doesn't hardly ever have viral videos. See, in the real world of people voting with their clicks, you people are losers. I mean, if I want to find hot-looking chicks online, I can find them. I don't need to go look at Megyn Kelly. Heck, Megyn Kelly, can you imagine actually being with her on a date? The arrogant, power-tripping woman. As I get older, I get more choosy. And I got to tell you one thing. I wouldn't touch Megyn Kelly. I mean, Megyn Kelly looks like a nightmare. A little young Medusa. She'll probably end up like Hillary. We're going to go to Paul Watson here in a moment. Briefly, we are running big specials for the Americanism versus Globalism Grand Slam Super Debate. Oh, let's get ready to rumble. Free shipping store-wide, InfoWarsStore.com, or when you call toll-free, we can answer all your questions, 888-253-3139. And the new high-powered InfoWars probiotics have arrived. 7 years being designed. I've only been doing this company 5 years, but we would never carry one because I wanted to have the very best. And we kind of got crazy about it, but now we have it. 50 billion live and active strains, working with some of the top companies in the world to get these strains, 25 different, 50 billion in each pill, ladies and gentlemen, or 23, not 25. It's amazing. It is the ultimate. In fact, I'm going to take one right now. I keep forgetting to take my, I take these 3 times a day. It's recommended you take it once a day. I give it to my children as well, and it changed my life. Because I've always been taking probiotics the last 4 or 5 years, but because our guts are so dead, all the pesticides, all the bad bacteria, this is essential. Go do your own research. Most of you, I know, are more informed than I am. It also supports the broadcast. Biome Defense, now available, and free shipping out of the gates for all products at InfoWarsStore.com. And also, the last day, Supernova Vitality, 20% off, and our Vitamin B12, Secret 12 as well. And you helped build this operation. You are the InfoWar. So I want to thank you and salute you. Sorry, Paul, I want to go to some calls. You've got a lot more to cover. What more do you expect of the debate? What other angles should we cover after we take a few phone calls? I know I kind of went into a little bit of a, let's just be honest, a little bit of a endorphin rush there. I'm high as a kite because it's not just that you got 60 million views on this video. That happens all the time. It's just realizing that I'm not even keeping track of this, and I saw 4 or 5 of our videos the last few days that had millions of views without even looking. We just take it for granted now. We are really wrecking the hell out of these people. This is historic, Paul.
No, it's absolutely huge, and the numbers show it. I mean, it's almost going parabolic on some levels. You know, the more followers you get, the more views you get, the more that compounds in future. And that kind of runaway viral element to it, that's what really scares them. That's why they're now finally starting to come to the realization that they're being crushed. You saw it with Brexit. Again, that complete lack of self-awareness. The polls saying, oh, this is going to be a walk in the park. Brexit supporters are all racist. This isn't going to be a problem. boom, absolute shock, they were defeated. Couldn't believe it. You had butthurt millennials crying all over social media for weeks and weeks afterwards because it was such a shock to them. And that looks like it's on the same trajectory with Trump, but it remains to be seen. The thing about this debate is we were talking earlier about, you know, Candy Crowley and the left's push to bully Lester Holt into being an activist moderator. Well, they spoke to some people at NBC News. This is in a CNN article. And it says, with regards to fact-checking, Lester is not going to be a potted plant, one NBC staffer close to Holt said. Another staffer seconded that sentiment. So even though he's a registered Republican in New York, he might still be a never-Trump person, but they're putting pressure on him, especially after this Matt Lauer thing at the previous presidential forum, to be an activist moderator to constantly interrupt and challenge Trump.
And by the way, I'll be honest, I didn't even know that he was a Republican, but it's like I didn't know Kurt Russell was a patriot. I just don't like any of these anchors. I mean, almost none of them. I like Brett Hume, even though he's goofy, and I don't agree with him, he's a rhino, but I tell you, I really like Lester Holt. Anytime I see him, I like stop and listen. And I mean, Williams and all the rest of them, I can't even watch those people. So I didn't realize he was a Republican.
No, he is. And, you know, it remains to be seen whether he's pressured into becoming an activist moderator, because they also got heat for the Matt Lauer thing. I think it was the president of NBC, Andrew Lack, I think his name is. You know, he got heat for it as well for simply having questions about Hillary Clinton's email scandal. So he got lambasted for that. It's NBC again tonight. So will they cave into the pressure, or will he be fair to both sides and not try and fact-check Trump?
Sure, let me ask you this question and then go to calls. What does your gut tell you? I mean, I have the polls. She's abandoning Ohio. Trump surging ahead in Pennsylvania. That was, you know, 10 points a month ago for Hillary. That's even with skewed polls. Every poll shows him ahead basically now. By 3 points to 6 points, internal polls, 10 points or more, except Fox. They've got him behind, showing how they've been coup d'etat. What are they going to do? What are they going to pull?
Well, I mean, a lot of these polls are inaccurate to begin with, Alex, because they oversample Democrats. The Monmouth poll has done that time and time again. But you look at the people who have tracked presidential races for decades and decades, they're all saying that it's basically inevitable that Trump will win. And these people, in almost every case, have never been wrong. So whereas these polls in, you know, statewide might change from week to week, these established political analysts who have tracked and successfully predicted presidential outcomes for decades and decades, there was another one in the Washington Post on Friday saying the same thing. They're all saying that Trump's going to win, that the juggernaut's not going to stop. So if you look at that, it seems like that's the way it's heading.
Sure.
As well as this reluctance, you know, with people answering questions for polls to say that they're going to vote for Trump simply because of the social stigma attached to it by the popular culture that says Trump is literally Hitler and he's going to destroy the world. They're still going to vote for him. They just don't want to tell somebody over the phone, which is exactly what happened with Brexit.
And by the way, as you know, Bloomberg has gone out with top analysts. And they're now saying 40% chance of Trump win. Well, the New York Times had him at, you know, 97% chance he's going to lose, 89%. Now it's dropping. They just don't want to look like too big of fools and give it away too quick. They put out those numbers to make it look like Hillary was inevitable. It was all a fraud. Now that their attempt at disinformation and hoaxing has failed, they're now every day upping the chances Trump's going to win. It's very transparent. So I see this election more of not just a rejection of globalism, but a rejection of the mainstream media.
It's the people's insurgency against the political establishment. Like I said before, if it wasn't Trump, it would be someone else. This has been going on across Europe for the past 4 or 5 years, culminating in Brexit. So this isn't just about Donald Trump. That's why he's not just a demagogue. This is about an entire movement that we've been tracking for years and years. The guy that predicted that he would win is Professor Alan Lichtman, and he was in the Washington Post on Friday. He's correctly predicted the winner of the popular vote in every presidential election since 1984. So you had the other guy who was on Fox with Lou Dobbs basically saying the same thing. They're all saying that it's in the bag for Trump, and these people haven't been wrong so far.
Well, the only wild card is the Trump assassination or a new war. I want to go to some calls, keep you a little bit in the next hour. I know you've got to go. David Knight's coming in. I've got to go. I've got to get geared up for live coverage. 6 o'clock. It was going to be 7 an hour before. It's 8 o'clock Eastern. 8 o'clock Central when it kicks off. We're going to be here at 6, right through to 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, at least an hour after the debate, with your phone calls, with live coverage, with Roger Stone and more. Infowars.com/show. If you want to spread that link to everybody, that's really the key to the InfoWar, obviously, folks. Please help us get that out on Facebook, Twitter, you name it, so people can get a feed that actually counters any chicanering. But I want to go to calls, and then after we do that, Paul, I have a clip. It was the top link on Drudge today. Citi warns on gold as bank boost odds of Trump win to 40%. I just mentioned that, but that's coming up. And again, how are they going to suppress gold? I think Mr. Dent and others are really smart, and I agree we have a depression happening, but even though we have such dollar devaluation and other currency devaluation, basic commodities are going to have to go up, and we see oil doing that. We see gold doing that. What do you think, Paul?
Well, I'm not sure where it's heading in the near future, but I know that after Brexit, before Brexit, they said there's going to be an economic collapse in the United Kingdom. There's going to be a house price collapse. Everything's going south. It's going to be a financial Armageddon. Nothing happened. It was all fear-mongering. It was all hyperbole. Again, they had a headline in the Financial Times on Friday, the Trumpian threat to the global order, the liberal rules-based system established after 1945 is under unprecedented strain.
So that's the new thing, is a crashing economy if we don't vote for Hillary. Let's go to phone calls here. He's been holding the longest. Let's talk to Chris in Virginia. Thanks for holding me on the air with Paul Watson.
All right. First thing I think is that they're going to try the strategy of the unfit for president, because that's the only thing I see them going with, to try to make Trump look unfit. So I think he's going to have to hammer her on the economy to keep her focused on the economy and what's going on there.
What do you think, Paul, about what Chris just said?
I think his best method of attack will be foreign policy, obviously Benghazi. The fact that she personally supported and celebrated a policy, even though she's wailing at Trump about Islamophobia, a policy that displaced and killed over 100 million Muslims as a result of, you know, toppling Gaddafi.
I agree. That's the key to go after her, being the mother of ISIS and the modern al-Qaeda. Also, what about her only giving 5.7% of the money she got for Haitian refugees to charity?
That's going to be key, as well as the Saudi Arabian connection. She's going to get up there and again claim that the fact that she has female genitalia is the prime reason for her becoming president, and Trump can immediately fire back and ask her about the donations from Saudi Arabia, you know, a country that treats women little better than cattle, a country that just allowed them to ride bikes for entertainment purposes only. They can't even travel on bikes. That's how suppressed they are in Saudi Arabia. Yet Hillary Clinton, the champion of women's rights, takes hundreds of millions of dollars from them. That's a key attack.
That's right. Chris, what else would you attack on? How should Trump go after her?
I think he should also go after her on the old cocaine rumors of the Arkansas days. Because if you can make her out to be a criminal, basically, it can hammer that home that this lady is a criminal and she has.
Well, I've interviewed the CIA people that were there with the planes full of cocaine. He could say, you need to be investigated for MENA and what you did, just like he brought up Ted Cruz's dad, the CIA, and boy, Ted Cruz dropped out the next day. Great point, Chris. Do you think she'll make it? Do you think she'll collapse? Do you think she'll have some kind of problem?
I think they pumped her up with enough drugs to make it at least for that hour and a half. Now, after that, I don't know. But why can't we make arrests? Like, I know we have a lot of patriots in the government and a lot of people leaking information. Don't you think it's getting to the critical time now that people need to stand up and start making arrests?
Well, it came out that the FBI never intended to indict her and is totally controlled. So I got to say, at the top, our government is run by criminals. There's no doubt. Thank you, Paul. I mean, what about the criminal option? Isn't there some state courts that can go after her? I mean, she has been caught violating national security laws.
I don't know about that, Alex. I'm not a lawyer. But the other thing about the debate is, you know, this is an audience that has been told to remain quiet. You saw with the Republican primaries, whooping, hollering, laughing throughout, shouting out. It's going to be half and half Hillary Trump audience. Will they get a heckler in there? We saw how Hillary responded with her handler having to calm her down when she last had a heckler. Or could Trump get a heckler? Could that influence the way the debate goes? It could happen, given how short tensions are.
Let's go to Steve in Florida. Steve, you're on the air with Paul Watson. And our debate coverage, I should add, Steve from Florida, does begin 6 o'clock tonight. Central really kicks off at 7 officially. Infowars.com/show. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, pleasure as always to speak with you. First of all, I wanted to give you a quick plug. I take many of your wonderful products, but I have a poetic plug for one that I use a lot, and that's Silver Bullet. If you're sickly and feeling ill, your infirmity you wish to kill, take aim with Silver Bullet. Like a 9/11 inside job, you'll pull it. Yes, drop some Silverstein 7. Shoot yourself into healthy heaven.
That's almost really a limerick, hard. Isn't it?
And I wanted to say this, Alex. I have a theme for the debate tonight.
Sure.
And I wish I could do this myself, come up with a caricature. You know how Hillary was using the oranges? You need to superimpose Hillary's face on an orange and have Trump coming up behind her with the Constitution in one hand and the Bill of Rights in the other, on either side of her head, the orange, and underneath beheading Juice the Orange.
All right. Very interesting. I appreciate your call on that point. We've got Dana in Florida. Let's talk about cops and media, martial law, gun control. We've got Eric. Let's talk about debates tonight. We'll go to him first. Canadian soldier, owl killer, and others. Paul Joseph Watson is our guest. He heads up the editing and much of the work and does a great job at Infowars.com. And the rest of our team will all be here tonight covering the debate live. Stay with us.
Miss a special event coming to movie theaters for one night only. Thursday, September 29th. Targeted. Exposing the gun control agenda. Winton's Motion Pictures presents this hard-hitting town hall event and documentary featuring Governor Mike Huckabee, Senator Rand Paul, former NRA President David Keene, and more. Targeted is followed by a panel debate on gun control in America. Take a stand for freedom on September 29th. Tickets are limited. Go to targetedthemovie.com. That's targetedthemovie.com. TARGETED themovie.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Tonight, the link is Infowars.com/show. Or just go to Infowars.com. It'll be posted on another article on the front page.
where you can find the free video and audio feeds. We're going to embed at the top of Facebook our video player. We're also going to be simulcasting on YouTube. But they can censor us, so we've got our own backup system that we the people helped build. So thank you, listeners, for all you've done. And I keep thanking the listeners, because I want you to understand, you're not a spectator here. You're a participant in all this. I want to play this clip for Paul, then come back and take a few calls. This is Citi warns on gold as bank boost odds of Trump win to 40%. But the New York Times said Hillary was 97%. I mean, they're owned by the Mexican kingpin, so it must be true. Here is that report.
Exactly is Citi saying.
Yeah, well, Citigroup is seeing increased volatility in the gold and the forex market through to the end of the year because of the U.S. presidential race and because of the possibility that the U.S. Fed may hike interest rates in December. As you said, it says the presidential race is tightening in the U.S., and now it puts a probability of a Trump victory at 40%, up from 35% just a few weeks ago. And now, of course, this is ahead of the televised debate in the U.S. this evening. Heidi.
Right. So, I mean, where does that leave their price forecasts?
Well, first of all, this has to be put into the context that gold is up 26% this year already in a world of low and negative interest rates and monetary easing. Now, Citigroup have raised their base forecast for the fourth quarter to $1,320 an ounce, and that's up from $1,280. But under its bullish case scenario, where it sees a Trump victory, it sees worsening worries over the global economy and a dovish Fed, it sees prices going up to $1,425 an ounce in the fourth quarter and $1,450 in the first quarter of 2017. Now that compares with a current gold price of about $1,335.
All right, that's enough. Full clips up on Infowars.com. My nose is never wrong. I mean, I said I've not been promoting gold for about 3-4 years, and I came in and I said 6 months ago, I said I think gold's going to go up massively, 30-40% by Christmas. I said it's up 25% right now. I don't know how I know all this stuff. I'm not bragging. It's just crazy. My gut is never wrong, and it's never wrong. I mean, it might be wrong someday. The more I listen to my gut, the better my life gets. It's amazing. We're about to go back to Paul Watson for a few minutes in the next hour and your phone calls. Then David Knight's taking over. But first off, one more sponsor that makes all this possible. We have the SummerSolarSale.com. That's Solutions from Science. They have a whole bunch of great solar panels, solar panel controllers, wind turbines, the very best systems at the lowest prices. And they're always updating what they sell. They're just, you know, been around forever, Bill Hyde. And you can give them a call at 877-327-0365. The Summer Solar Sale, SummerSolarSale.com. Well, they're extending it for just another week or so, I'm told. That's why we're already into the fall. 877-327-0365. Buy one perfect power package and use coupon code ALEX to receive another one free. That's a big deal. Buy one perfect power package and use the coupon code ALEX to receive another one absolutely free. Paul Watson, we got a minute and a half till break. Come back and take a few calls. What else is on your radar, my friend?
Well, National Geographic put a new cover out for that. I think it was September or October issue. And it was a picture of some Muslims wearing headscarves and hijabs, and it says, "The new Europeans, how waves of immigrants are reshaping a continent." Like, that's a good thing. So are we going to have a cover, you know, with blonde women in bikinis saying the new Middle Easterners if they all start pouring into the United Arab Emirates, which would imprison them?
Or no, if we put flamingos from Southern Africa in the Arctic, we'll say the new Arctic birds. Absolutely, and we see all these articles coming out saying, wear the hijab, the Muslims of the future.
It's Monday, September 26, 2016, with only 9 hours until the first debate between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. We are in the final countdown.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.